I'll start. This is retaining on Charlton Jolla. Charlton, that is C, C as in cat, Charlton, 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 Jolla, Jola, J as in John, Charlton Jolla, Jola. Date of birth, 6/13/64. Date of visit, 10/18/24. Please make copy for Nargiza Ayupova. That is Nargiza. Nargiza. N as in Nancy. Nargiza. Nargiza. Ayupova is Ayupova. APRN. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is chronic cough for 5 months. Next paragraph. History present tell us. This is a 60-year-old female who has been coughing persistently for the past 5 months and has been treated with oral antibiotics and steroids as well as bronchodilators. Period. The patient has been sent for a chest x-ray, which was clear. The patient has a history for multiple sclerosis since the past 15 years. And has been on Ocrevus infusion. Ocrevus is Ocrevius. Ocrevius. Ocrevus. Ocrevus infusions every 6 months. She is coughing and brings up greenish mucus periodically and recently was placed on a course of doxycycline, which she is still taking. The patient has had no recent weight loss or fevers and night sweats and denies any chest pains, nausea, vomiting, or reflux. She has some nasal allergies and postnasal drip. Next paragraph, past history includes history for multiple sclerosis. And the history for immunoglobulin deficiency. She also has had a hysterectomy in the past. And she has a history for pneumonia. She also has depression and anxiety. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, habits the patient denies smoking and denies any alcohol use. Next paragraph, med list included fluoxetine 20 milligrams daily, tizanidine 4 milligrams QIDPRN, nebulized albuterol and ipratropium solution 3 times daily, Tessalon pearls 100 milligrams PIDPRN, and multivitamins. She also used the Flonase nasal spray. Next, allergies to penicillin. Next, family history. Mother and father both in good health. She is not aware of any familial illnesses. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has had no weight loss, no fevers, chills, no night sweats, no glaucoma or cataracts. She has no vertigo. I'm sorry, she has vertigo and sore throat and hoarseness and nosebleeds. She also has shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, and chest tightness. She denies abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, diarrhea, or constipation. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. And she has hay fever. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. She has palpitations. She also has depression. And she denies easy bruising, enlarged glands. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness. And she has headaches and numbness of the extremities. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. There was no phallocyanosis, icterus, or perfluidema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 128/70, pulse 96, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 184, saturation 99. Itchy and anophthalmic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions, scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. No crackles. Heart seems regular. S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin, no lesions, no red. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough is reactive, airway disease. Number 2, history of multiple sclerosis. Number 3, chronic bronchitis. And bronchiectasis. And next paragraph, plans patient has been advised to complete the course of doxycycline for 10 days. And she will go for a complete PFT and a bronchodilator study. And she was advised to get a CBC and an IgE level, and advised to come for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for the primary physician, Nargiza Ayupova, APRN. Thank you.